Reaction, the action here with head coach Ken Van Overschild is with us, and coach, kind of dug ourselves a little bit of a hole. That pick six kind of turned things around in that first half, but we knew it was going to be an uphill battle tonight, and then, of course, we lose our quarterback in the second half, so it was a big battle, uphill battle for us the entire ball game.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, after going down 14-0, our guys did battle back and obviously giving up the score right before the half, and you know, with no timeouts left, you know, it probably would have been a good decision, just run the football and let them call their two timeouts and try to get a first down or punt it off to them, whatever the case may be. But, you know, we tried to make a play, and with that, you know, we had the route, we had the play, we just didn't make the throw, and they made the play. So, like I said, our guys battled back, and that was good to see, you know, because even after the half, you know, defense still stuck in there pretty good. And, Austin Kerr at the quarterback position, you know, it just kind of looked like he kind of got a little more comfortable as the game, you know, there in the second half kind of went on. And like I said, if that's the case going forward, then like I said, he's going to be in capable hands. But, you know, we're hoping the best with Keel's situation, and we'll know more tomorrow and know more the next day. And, you know, untimely time to have, you know, any type of injury with any type of player, but to have Keel go out, you know, we'll just have to see how that goes. But like I said, we battled back and we showed that we can play at a pretty high level against a really good football team, and we just need to sustain that over the course of four quarters.
You know, I thought defensively wise, didn't play that terribly. I know we saw some new faces in there. I know Wyatt Winter, he's been in there before. He said he had a good game tonight, but also Ben Zebarth, 42. We called him our mystery man because he had a little bit different jersey on than what he had in the program. So, but we finally figured him out here at the end, or before the end of the first half. But sophomore kid played pretty well for you.
Yeah, sophomore. Ben's been playing soccer, and he's been back and forth with us, you know, fulfilling that obligation, and now he's with us. And you know, we had an idea that he could do some positive things for us. And you know, like I said, he made some plays, and I think he was probably even surprised himself how much he was in there. But there was a couple times, you know, Wyatt's in there and Ben's in there, and they're battling with Zabel and so on. You know, there's some battles in there, and I think they even frustrated them a little bit there in the third quarter too. So like I said, you know, it's an eye opener from a standpoint to see how effective Pierre can do things and how efficient they are with their quarterback stout in the passing game. Like I said, they were at least 50% passing, I would assume. But like I said, also defensively, just some of the things that they were able to do, it seemed like they were an extra guy on the field. But we had some pass routes early, you know, and we didn't make the catches and so on. But we battled back, and with that, take some positives, and because I know our guys want to be successful.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming up here tonight, getting the warm locker room or bus, and have a safe trip home.
All right, thank you.